My name is Elizabeth Martell, and I am interviewing Wesley Lindsay, my grandpa, and the date is November the 22nd, 2018.
I'm James Wesley Lindsay. I am 83 years old. Today's date is 11/22/18. I am speaking with Elizabeth Martell, who is my granddaughter. And we're talking in the country around Frost, Texas.
All right. How did you stay in touch with family and friends, and how often did you get to send letters or talk to them?
I talked with them with a letter. I didn't talk to them for the full time I was in the service, other than I had a 10-day leave in between basic training and the time that I went to Germany. And whenever I left the States and went to Germany, I didn't talk to them on phone or any type of communication other than a letter.
What do you remember about the day you were drafted? How were you feeling?
I was sad because I was fixing to leave home.
And you were drafted, correct?
That is correct.
What were some things you remember about adapting to military life?
It was a totally different life. We done lots of exercise and run lots of hills.
How often would you have to run the hills or exercise? What was your routine?
All day, every day.
What kind of exercises would you do?
Calisthenics. Push-ups, sit-ups, squat jumps, pull-ups.
Wow. Okay. Can you describe how you felt coming home?
I was overjoyed. I was ready to see people at home.
Where did you serve?
19 and a half months in Germany.
When did you find out you were going to serve in Germany, or how?
About 19 and a half months prior.
What was basic training like?
It was hard. When you wasn't used to doing all of that exercise, and then doing all of the running and the walking and marching, had to learn all of the commands on the marching and all of the military lingo, and it's totally different from what it is as a civilian.
At basic training, were you separated into groups, or how did that work?
You had platoons, and then you had squads in each platoon.
Okay. When were you drafted?
April the 1st, 1958.
How did your friends and family react when you told them you were being deployed overseas, or were there any specific reactions you remembered?
Nobody knew I was going overseas until I was done on the boat going over to Germany.
How did they find out?
Whenever I called my wife and told her that I was on my way to Germany.
So when you were on your way over and you got to call your wife...
I called her from New York.
Did you get to only call one person, or could you call...
I could have called anybody I wanted to, but I didn't have no money to call on.
All right.
We didn't have cell phones then.
What do you remember about the day you were drafted? You said it was, you didn't know you were leaving.
I didn't know I was going to be drafted. I thought I was going for a physical. And then, after I got through with the physical, they just enlisted me into the service.
Did they do that to everybody, or was it just a random?
It was just a random few there that they drafted.
Okay. What was one life lesson you learned by being in the military?
Be on time.
If you weren't on time, what were the punishments, or what happened?
Oh, there was all kinds of punishments. It depended on how often you was missing.
What was something you experienced that you'll never forget?
Sleeping in the snow and at 25 below zero.
How did you learn to keep warm when you were sleeping in those conditions?
We had sleeping bags that were designed to sleep in that cold temperature.
And were you sleeping directly on the ground, or were you on a cot or something like that?
Directly on the ground. All you had between your sleeping bag and the ground was a piece of tarpaulin, a piece of your shelter half, your tent.
What did you do when you came home? What was your job?
I was working at GE whenever I was drafted. And whenever I come home and went back to work, I went back to GE and they put me back to work.
And what is GE?
It's an air conditioning manufacturing plant in Tyler, Texas.
What does it stand for?
General Electric.
What was your job in the military?
I was the company armor.
And what did you have to do?
Took care of all of the weapons that my company had.
Did you learn to do that in basic training, or when did you learn to, how did you learn?
I learned that whenever I got in Germany.
So they taught you once you got there?
Yeah.
Was it hard to pick up on or hard to learn how to do?
No, you just had to pay attention.
How old were you when you were drafted?
I was almost 23.
And were you married at the time?
Yes, I was married about 2 years.
And how old was your wife, and how did she live when you were in Germany?
She was 18 and lived in Longview whenever I went to Germany.
All right, that is it. Thank you.